One year ago on this show, we talked with two friends, women who grew up here. They were both worried about how the country would change, particularly for women and people of color, after Donald Trump took office. And they hoped Seattle might actually become an inclusive place for people of color. One of them was planning to leave the country.
I want to watch this from afar. I don't want my money to stimulate this economy. And I hate to say that, but it's true.
The other was digging deeper roots in Seattle.
I'm not going anywhere. I want to build and to have a foundation here.
One year later, Jen Peterson and Audra Bou are back with us to talk about what's changed for them and what hasn't, and whether Seattle is living up to its progressive ideals. Audra and Jen, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Audra, you never left. You stayed here in Seattle. And Jen, you moved to Belize. You said that was the right decision. Why are you so sure of that?
So I had a friend in Belize, and she said, you know, come down and try it and see how you feel. And I went down there and immediately fell in love with the land and the people and the heat and myself. And
fell in love with yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Found me again.
Oh.
Yeah. The noise stopped.
The noise stopped. Yeah. Audra, is any of that making you rethink your decision? Or were you able
no.
to fall in love with yourself in Seattle?
I've been feeling ben myself here for a long time. I mean, wherever I am, I can feel myself. So, you know, for all the reasons that Jen decided to leave, you know, it's a combination of reasons, not just what was going on here politically, but a number of reasons. And all those things combined made it, yeah, a good idea for Jen to leave. And to hear her talk about the fact that she is now in love with herself, that she got a chance to find herself, that's the best part. I, on the other hand, I'm still here. I'm still Black. I'm still queer. Mm-hmm. I'm still chilling and still have no need or want to leave for any reason, really.
Jen, how do you see Seattle differently after a year away?
I do see a lot of the Black community mobilizing in ways that I haven't seen before, which I'm very proud of.
How do you see that?
I just see a lot of groups that are popping up that are looking to shed light on the Black community in Seattle, which I'm very, very proud of. Do I think it's changed much? No.
How much did dark skin figure into your wanting to be in Belize instead of Seattle?
Oh, a lot. And especially when I got there, because I realized that it's dark and it's lovely and the people there are different. One of the first things I realized is that Black people are different there. They are free and they know it. They don't get up. I mean, everybody worries about something everywhere in the world, but these guys don't get up and worry about getting shot. They don't worry about walking down the street and being called the hard R. You know, they jump in the water and swim. You know what I mean? That's unheard of. You know, out in America, most Black people, I don't swim. We don't, scared of dogs, all this other stuff, you know? They're just free. That's one of the first things I realized, and I like it. It's kind of my jam.
Still glad you stayed?
Yeah.
Audra?
Yeah. I can visit Belize. That's not an issue.
How can you be free in Seattle?
You know, I don't want to say free is subjective, but at least I feel like, for my own self, I feel like maybe my situation is different from most people. Because I have my hand in home ownership and I am doing what the types of things that my grandma would have been super proud of, like go to work, be responsible, you know, do good yourself, like you yourself do good things and save your money and have a house and have a family and bring that family up. And do it wherever you want to do it. And right here is where I want to do it.
Why?
You know, why? Maybe because I like it here. As much as it's not the most progressive, it doesn't mean I don't like it. I mean, Seattle has not been bad to me. I mean, there's been moments. I've had moments. You know, I'll never forget one time being confused for a woman who stole from a store and being put in the back of a police car right before I had to go to work. And I was the opener. And I got pulled over, or not even pulled over, I was walking. They just rolled up on me and put me in the back of a car. and took me back to the store and had the person come out, and the person said, that's not her. But I was just black and walking. And you don't forget those types of things. But I have a community of people who I can be myself with, who I can vent to, who I can perform with and alongside. You know, it's...
That love you.
Yeah. And it's like, I just don't feel hard-pressed to leave.
Jen, you left Seattle, went to Belize, you've come back. You don't live here. You still live in Belize.
Yes.
But you visit. You said that, I think you told me that you felt like Audra was, I don't know, like a better person than you for staying and...
Well, yeah, I feel like most definitely, Audra, I feel like you... I realize that leaving isn't necessarily cowardly, but it's not necessarily staying to fight. You know what I mean? I don't want to call it a fight because we've been doing this forever. But yeah, I am proud of people like you who don't decide to jump ship. I am very happy. And like you said, I left for many reasons, not just this presidency, not just Seattle. You know, I left for personal reasons as well. But I think that people who stay and can face this without wanting to choke somebody, I'm proud of you guys. You know?
No, I didn't say I didn't want to choke nobody.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you already know, my mom told me to get out before I go to jail. When I came back through customs, my dad said, muzzle yourself, Jennifer. You know, and I had to muzzle myself coming back through customs.
What happened at customs?
When I got, you know, you come through Miami coming from Belize, and they let you know you're going to be walking through customs, so you have your bags, and you're kind of walking through, and it wasn't one of the countries that 45 had on his travel ban, so you just sort of walk through this hallway, and it's a big, long hallway, and people are walking, and there's random customs officers sort of milling about, sort of swimming upstream, coming towards you, and I look around, and all the white people are walking past, like nothing's happening. And a customs officer comes up to me and grabs my passport. Doesn't say a thing to me. I'm like, excuse me, do you want to talk to me? You want to say something to me? Like, what are you grabbing this for? He's like, well, where are you coming from? You know, being all sort of nice and chatty, which means for me, a chat is just kind of douchey, if I can say that on air. And he, you know, he asked me where I was going, and he started walking, and I'm walking with him, and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, well, we want to know a little bit about you, and when did you get your ticket, and what are you back here for? And I was like, I was, you know, being smart and remembering my dad and muzzling myself. And I said I was on vacation for a while, and, you know, I'm back for a while, and I might go back, blah, blah, blah. And he brings me back to this sort of area where there's tables everywhere and behind this sort of, like, screen. And I look down this long aisle of tables, and it's just brown and black people. Absolutely, there's not, I am not lying to you, there is not one person that is not of color that is being checked their baggage, right? So fine, he opens the stuff up, and my baggage is packed very neatly. And he immediately says to me, he said something about my packing. I said, oh, you're not going to compliment me on my pack job. And he was like, well, people like you scare me. He's like, I'd rather things be messy. And I was like, okay. And again, remembering my dad, Jennifer, muzzle yourself. So just trying to get, and when I get frustrated, I start to tear up. You already know this. So I'm starting to like get teary-eyed, and I'm like literally minutes into the country and it's happening again, right? And there's a picture of my sisters and me on the top of my luggage, like on top of my clothing. And it's me and my two white sisters. And it's very obvious who's who. And he looks at me and he says, oh, sisters, which one are you? And this other brown customs officer was like, dude. And I was like, the black one? Can I go now? And at that same time, I'm just, you know, again, remembering, muzzle yourself, but I'm starting to get upset. I'm actually starting to get upset right now. And it just, so a reminder, you know, and an immediate reminder, like literally seconds within crossing that border that, yeah, you're here. It was a week after Charlottesville. Welcome home.
Jen, it sounds like, I was going to ask you, did you make the right decision by leaving Seattle? It sounds...
Yes, sir.
Like you did.
Yes, sir. My heart is still here. Again, it's still my city. But yeah, I'm at where I'm at for a reason. And I like watching it from afar. I still get upset, but I don't yell as much. And I don't spend every day mired down in, like, what it all means and where I fit in and, even being back for as long as I have this time, I was different when I first came back, very calm, and I feel myself sort of turning that corner. So leaving on Monday is very exciting for me. I get to sort of, I can see calm in my future. You know, again, like I said, I'm very proud of people who can stay and find themselves a space where they're calm. And I've learned a lot about myself in that running doesn't always solve everything. I've learned that. But I do know that I'm happy where I'm at. I know I made the right decision.
Audra, are you a better person than Jen for staying?
You know, it's funny because I was thinking that I don't want to say that I'm better than Jen. Like, that's ridiculous. This is
family.
And I don't want to say that I'm better than anyone for staying. Like, I don't think that's necessarily the comment to be made. I think, you know, when you are just strong in your will, you will do what you have to do. It's like that pin that, you know, nevertheless, she persisted. Because I'm not going nowhere. And I don't even like to quote Hillary or none of that or nothing related.
Yeah, why did you eat? You almost ate Hillary when you said that.
I mean, I'm just saying, nevertheless, you know, she persisted. I am still moving forward. I am still doing what I need to do. I'm still learning new things all the time. I just choose to, you know, cut out what I don't need. Now, if only I can do that with my regular nutrition, I'd be real good to go. But it's not an easy task either to be this. I'm staying. Well, like I said, I'm still black. I haven't left, and it doesn't make me want to leave. It just makes me go, mm-hmm, mm, or, mm-hmm. It's my permanent, you know, phrasing on all things. Whenever I see things happening, and it's like, the you know, black, when you guys start mentioning black and start putting around black and people of color, I go, mm, 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 mm. That is... It's been a lot of that. You can ask everybody black that. We all, mm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm. So hence the reason why I say that you are better than me. That, you know how I mean that. You know me. So I'm saying that because you're here. And I know what it means to be here.
Audra Boo is a singer and actor here in Seattle. Jen Peterson worked at KEXP in the Cloud Room on Capitol Hill. Now she's an expat. Audra's performing at a show called The Hanukkah Party on Saturday, December 16th at Fred Wildlife Refuge on Capitol Hill. This is The Record on KUOW.